And good evening, everyone. This is Tuesday night, the 20th of September. And I'm preparing this devotional for the morning of the 21st, which will be Wednesday morning. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how that there are people out there that say they believe in the sovereignty of God. They believe in the predestination of all things. You know, they call themselves absoluters. And they also say that they hold to strict Baptist or old Baptist views or old school Baptist. But yet, they deny that God is over all things. Now, they would never admit that. They would never admit that. I believe God is over all things. But what they have done is they have bought into a narrative that is put out in seminaries. And here's the narrative. God is not the author of sin. Okay. Now, I know, I've heard a lot of explanations regarding sin. Yes, I know what James says, that we sin when we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. I understand that. But where does sin come from? Okay, do I need to remind you that God was the one that placed the serpent in the Garden of Eden? And he said that was the most subtle beast that he ever placed. The most subtle creature that he'd ever created was this serpent. And we know that was Satan. Now, I've done this before, but if you look up the word subtle, the definition of subtle or subtlety is it is a mixture so delicate or precise as to be difficult to analyze or describe. Okay, making use of clever and indirect methods to achieve something. Subtlety. You know, another definition would be deception. That's exactly what Lucifer did. That's what the serpent did. He said, God is not said. Now, like I've said many times, you can't have it both ways. You either believe that God is... He created the wicked for the day of evil, the Bible tells us. Even the wicked for the day of evil. And I don't know how many scholars, and I use that word with tongue in cheek, they think they're so smart, they try to change the word of God, Isaiah 45, 7. But I'll start by saying that in verse 5 it says, I am the Lord, there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun. Notice there, that's very geocentric, isn't it? Rising of the sun. And from the west, there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. And then he tells you exactly what he has done. He says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. And that's not just talking about tsunamis and tornadoes and thunderstorms. It says, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Oh, but God's not the author of sin. I create evil, he says. Like Jerry Maurer used to say, if he didn't authorize it, who did authorize it? Okay. Satan was a non-elect angel. God could have created Satan to be as much of an elect angel as Michael and Gabriel, but he created him as a non-elect angel. Okay. You say, well, why are you bringing this up? Because I get sick and tired of people saying they believe in the absolute predestination of all things, and then say, but God's not the author of sin. God's not the author of evil. Well, if God didn't authorize it, who did authorize it? Okay? And so, I'm here to proclaim that God is over all things. And, you know, if you want to say, well, there's some other entity out there that is over the sin, we know that Satan is the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. We know that. But, you know, it's like, I knew a fellow one time, he said, Satan is God's devil. You know, Satan can't do anything without the authorization of God. Now, I want you to look up Proverbs 16:4. The Lord hath made all things for himself. When it says all things for himself, that includes all things. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Well, you know, God, he says, what did he say in regards to Pharaoh? What did he say in regards to Pharaoh in Romans 9? For this purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power. Let me go back and read that exactly the way Paul coins it here. He says, Romans 9, verse 17, for the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. That was his purpose for causing Pharaoh to harden his heart against God. And by the way, if you want to go back in the Old Testament, it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart before Pharaoh hardened his own heart. So this is kind of my answer. It's kind of what's been on my mind tonight. Those people that say God's not the author of sin or God's not the author of evil or whatever, be careful making statements like that. God has created all things for himself. May the good Lord be with you. In my prayer, God bless.